Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about the rest of this week's news. Mm. Alexandra, a man named Shed Simov was having trouble finding dates using apps like Tinder. All that changed after he created what?
Shed Simov. I guess, like, sheds only... Like farmers only, but for people named Shed specifically,
specific. You're almost there. It's even more specific than that. Like just for people named Shed. Oh no, even more narrow.
Where you can only date him.
Yes, exactly right. Ooh. Yes.
It took me a while.
And you wandered around, but you got right. there. So yes, Shed Simov had no luck on Tinder or the other such dating apps. So he created a new dating app where he is the only man on it. It's called, of course, Shinder. The only person it'll match you with is Shed Simov. Mm. You know the expression, there are plenty of fish in the sea? Well, now there's only one fish. Mm. And he's only there because none of the other fish wanted him.
Mm. It would be sad if someone using that app swiped left.
Well, apparently, if you do that, because he anticipated that, he apparently had some experience, if you swipe left, meaning you reject him, you just, that's it. You get to a page where you are shown his newsletter. And I don't know what's in his newsletter, but you would find out if you rejected him.
This sounds like a lot of dates I've been on where you like reject the guy and then you wind up subscribed to a newsletter.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, I don't think this is going anywhere, but can I get your newsletter?
Roy, a pilot in the Kazakhstan Air Force on a military mission this week, surprised drivers on a highway there when he landed his helicopter right in the middle of the highway in front of a line of trucks and did what?
He got out and relieved himself.
No, he didn't do that. He did get out. But it's a little surprising because the pilot was a guy, and guys traditionally don't like to do this.
He ate a salad. I know.
Certainly you have outdone me.
He asked for directions.
That's what he did, Roy.
I knew it was something.
So the cell phone video of this shows a Russian attack helicopter, which is a pretty ominous-looking thing, sitting on the highway, and the pilot gets out, and he jogs over to the nearest truck, and he says, hey, which way is Aktobe? Mm-hmm. When asked about this, why did he do this? The Kazakh Defense Ministry said it was a, quote, planned visual orienteering exercise. Yeah. The pilots were supposed to use, quote, human surveys to find their way. So it was all perfectly planned. Just admit it, dude. The guy drained the battery in his phone playing Bejeweled.
Ooh. Is that website you were talking about earlier?